What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. We're going to go back here to Tom in Florida. Unfortunately, bad things happen in war, and our leaders, as it were, are able to do these bad things because they have no empathy for the people who are harmed by their decisions.
Yeah, well, you're right, Michael, but, as far as Europe goes, Michael, it seems like when I was just reading, every 9 days there's a terrorist attack in that continent. I don't know what it is, the stat is here in the United States, but it seems like every 9 days there's like a terrorist attack in the kind of Europe. I don't know what it is like, but if Trump's going to have any luck in 2018, Michael, he's going to first have to get rid of these 700,000 foreigners that are overstaying their visas. He's going to have to start building that wall. He's going to have to start doing massive deportations like Eisenhower did with Operation Wetback. And if he doesn't, I think the Republicans are going to be for a rude awakening. But I think if Trump does start getting rid of all these foreigners that are overstaying their visas, and he does something about the illegals at the border, we'll see how the outcome is. But as far as Europe goes, Michael, they're getting what they kind of deserve because look at their wide open, their borders. This Merkel berserker is insane. She's flooded the Germany with these people. And, you know, they want to stay in their own country, their own continent, where they're from. They don't really have to. But it's like a big ploy by the Bilderbergs or the Rothschilds. I don't know who it is, Michael. Soros is. It's just one massive game, shell game. That's all this is. It's
a shell game. It really is. And again, this idea of going into all these other countries and dropping bombs on them and then opening the borders to the people who lost their lives, their livelihood, their families, their friends to those bombs and who are going to be very angry to just come on in. And then they wonder why they're having like this incredible murder problem up in Sweden, the rape crisis all over Europe. These are angry people. As you say, they didn't really want to leave their homes, and they're going to be hostile to the new host country, and that is just the reality. And I sometimes wonder about the quality of thinking of our leaders. Maybe the only reason they're our leaders is because they are sociopaths, but it doesn't necessarily mean they're all that bright. Because they sure don't seem that way.
Like you say,
I mean, had Nancy Pelosi out here today saying that the NRA was one of the intelligence agencies.
She's disgusting.
Yes.
Yeah, but Michael, see that what you're saying is they're alterly bitter. These people are leaving their own homeland to go to Europe. They're so bitter and have so much hatred. Like you're saying, I don't see it stopping. But this is all by design, Michael. This is design, and you know. I don't know what other to say. Look at you're talking about jobs. Well, actually, it just seems like there's more jobs being created in Mexico than there is in the United States. Actually, I saw a report that they're building more homes in Mexico than they are in the United States of America. So there you go. It's unbelievable what's happened.
Well, and, housing starts have slowed down in the U.S. because nobody can afford to buy a house. We have all these millennials. Out of college, saddled with student loan debt, they can't even afford to rent a place, let alone buy a home. And so as a result, the housing starts are down. Nobody's asking for new homes to be built. In fact, there's a glut of empty homes on the market, especially here in Hawaii.
Right. Well, and another thing, Michael, that's not being reported too much is about how many Chinese are actually coming to the United States. You don't hear about that too much, but there's literally hundreds of thousands of Chinese are coming to the United States.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
We have that here in Hawaii, and Jim Goddard is saying they got the same thing up there in Vancouver.
Yeah, it's just unbelievable. And they look down; they're looking down at like white America, like you guys are a bunch of sissies. It seems like when I read this article here about the white leftist. I mean, it's unbelievable how the Chinese are acting toward all this. You know, what are you going to do? It's something amazing what's going on.
Yeah, it is. And again, I understand that there does appear to be several overlapping designs at work here. But I think we need to mix in a good dose of stupidity and short-sightedness as well, because none of these programs seem to be working out very well for whoever's behind them. Anyway, Tom, I'm going to let you go. Thank you for the phone call. And we're going to take one more phone call, then we're going to switch the close the lines off a little bit. International Rabbit in France. Bonjour, mon ami, comment vas-tu?
Bonjour. I just want to leave you with two comments. The first one is timely. I think we need to be prepared for a false flag, being that the Bilderberger meetings will be next month.
And yes.
The second one is we need to keep an eye on Israel to see if they employ the Chinese to build artificial islands out in the Mediterranean so as they can displace the Palestinian people there.
Well, it's a possibility. I mean, Israel sort of has their own idea of where their territorial waters go, and the creation of new artificial islands would certainly allow them to project power. But if you look all over the Middle East, especially up there in the Gulf, everybody's building artificial islands these days. I love the ones over there that are actually shaped like a palm tree, and they're very artistic with these artificial islands. But yeah, that's becoming a common feature.
Okay, have you heard where the Bilderberger meetings will be this year?
I hear it's been announced, but I haven't looked at the information yet.
Okay, well, that's all I've got. Bonsoir.
Merci. Thank you for the phone call. We're going to let you go here, and we're going to go ahead and close the phone lines for a bit so I can catch up on the talking points. We're also going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And turning over to Syria, apparently the Syrian army has expelled the U.S.-backed militants from the Syrian desert, and the Free Syria Army had launched an offensive to the area east of Suweida, and the counteroffensive was dubbed Operation Desert Volcano, and apparently that has collapsed and they've been pushed back again. Every time there's a civilian killed in Syria that they can blame on Assad, it's headline news in the corporate media. But the reality is, according to this article over in Blacklisted News, that the U.S. airstrikes in Syria are now killing far more civilians than Assad's forces. But every time the U.S. kills a civilian, collateral damage. It's no big deal. You shouldn't worry about that. And especially when you look at the press coming out of the Manchester terror attack, where they're saying, grieve for our children. Yeah, we do grieve for your children. We also grieve for the children of Gaza. We grieve for the children of Yemen. We grieve for the children of Libya. And all these other countries the U.S. is trying to regime change. No dead or crippled child should be held up as somehow more important than the rest. And yet that's what our corporate media does all the time. Over in Macedonia, there's still a lot of turmoil. The U.S. tried to come in with a deal, which apparently isn't working out, and it looks like the Balkans are now looking at a meltdown. The more the U.S. tinkers with other countries, the worse things get. This is very alarming. Ahead of the coming parliamentary elections in the Republic of Kosovo, one of the front runners for the position of Prime Minister, Ramush Haridinaj, states that if he wins, he does not see a place for either Serbia or Serbian municipalities anywhere in Kosovo. This is a guy who's literally running on an ethnic cleansing of Kosovo. And we've seen some really bad ethnic cleansings in that part of the world throughout history. Apparently, over in Austria, the centrist coalition has collapsed, and they have now set a date for a snap election. It'll be October 15th to try and get a new government put together. Meanwhile, the Austrian people are saying that without that central federal government, things are actually going along pretty smoothly. They're being left alone. They're being allowed to just live their lives and do what they're going to do here. Now, over in North Rhine-Westphalia, they just had an election. And apparently, there's accusations of election fraud over there as well. I remember when the allegations of election fraud in our country surfaced. during both the primaries and the general election. The official story was, well, that's just propaganda put out by Russia. It's put out by Russia to undermine confidence in our election system. Well, Russia didn't need to do anything about it. They pretty much did it to themselves. And it was just weird to watch that timeline where when Donald Trump suggested that there might be problems with our election system, and there are, and Obama came out and said, it's impossible to rig American elections. And then as soon as Donald Trump won, what did they say? Oh, the elections were rigged. Jill Stein was out there calling for the recount. Hillary's out there saying that Russia's rigged our election. One of the reasons their propaganda is failing is because it's so self-contradictory. There's no continuity. There's no continuous narrative. The attitude seems to be, forget what I said last week, just believe what I'm telling you this week, and that is never going to be a successful propaganda campaign. A successful propaganda campaign has to create a consistent, believable, alternative reality with which to mask the real world. And if the propaganda story doesn't make sense, it fails. And with each new propaganda fail, the people lose confidence and trust in the government and the corporate media. And they start looking for problems in the new propaganda, which is why we're in the situation we're in, where the government has such a low credibility rating. Back when John F. Kennedy was assassinated, it took 30 years to reach a point where half the American people knew the Warren Report was a cover-up. And today you can time the life expectancy of a government lie with an egg timer. All righty. Now then, CNN is already out there in support of the eventual war against Iran. They're screaming about how ISIS is now aligned with Iran. Ooh, ISIS, those bad people who do all those terrible things. They steal socks out of your dryer. They put, you know, lint in your sweaters and all that other stuff. And they're linked with Iran. They're linked with Iran. See, and so from now on, anytime ISIS goes on out and does something really nasty, the corporate media is going to say, well, Iran is backing them, so Iran is to blame. And we have seen this before. In the run-up to the war with Iraq, the corporate media kept claiming that Iraq was supporting Al-Qaeda, and therefore whatever Al-Qaeda did, including 9/11, it was ultimately Iraq's responsibility. And then, of course, it turned out that Al-Qaeda and Iraq were not talking to each other. They were ideological enemies. Al-Qaeda favors theocratic rule, and Iraq was, at the time, the only surviving secular state in the entire Middle East. But this is what's going to happen. They're going to link Iran with ISIS, which we know is a manufactured terror group. ISIS will do a lot of really nasty things, such as the Manchester bombing. And the media will say, well, Iran is backing them, so Iran is ultimately responsible for the Manchester bombing. Interesting little article over at Zero Hedge. How Russia became our adversary again. And they're talking about the transition from Cold War to post-Soviet detente back to a new Cold War, potentially a hot war. And they're doing a very good job about reminding us all that during that Cold War, Russia wasn't being aggressive then either. Russia's only crime, if you will, was in resisting U.S. efforts to go on in and take over other countries to exploit their resources for the benefit of American corporations. And yes, the Soviets did stand rather firm on that, not letting the U.S. continue to expand and pillage the rest of the world. But and that's exactly what's happening here again today. Russia was never coming to invade the United States, either then or now. And with all this military buildup in Europe, they keep saying it's Russian aggression, Russian aggression. I'm not seeing any Russian aggression. I don't see Russian troops on the Canadian side of our northern border. I don't see any Russian troops and armaments on the Mexican side of our southern border. I don't see Russian aircraft carriers and warships tooling around the Gulf of Mexico or off the California coast. If those things were happening, then yes, Russia is the aggressor. But just look at a map of where the U.S. forces are across the globe, and you will know who the aggressor is. And that's it. Now, as you know, Sunday, North Korea had another missile test. This one was a shorter-range test. It was a successful test. And the Security Council has already condemned it. You're not allowed to build weapons to prevent us from invading you when you want. And they're going to put new sanctions on North Korea, which will just drive it deeper and deeper into the Russian and Chinese sphere of influence. And there may be somebody trying to kick off a conflict, because apparently earlier today there was, and they're admitting, it was an unidentified object that was seen flying from North Korea over the DMZ into South Korea. They're guessing that it's a North Korean military drone, but it led to South Korea issuing a warning and then firing some artillery as a warning. They didn't hit anything important. North Korea still has not responded, but with all the forces in the area, it could have been anybody's drone that was sent up there. Because I don't see any real need for North Korea to be sending drones into South Korea at this point. Not just one. If they were seriously concerned about a potential invasion, there would have been dozens and dozens of these drones. Just one? No. It feels like a setup to me. It feels like a setup. Apparently, Chinese President Xi Jinping has asked Donald Trump for 100 days to deal with the North Korea problem before the U.S. takes any military action. I think it would be a smart thing to do, but I don't think it's going to happen. The U.S. has a lot of military hardware on station off of North Korea, and 100 days is a long time for it to sit doing absolutely nothing or training exercises. And Trump right now is probably not feeling all that benign toward China, because apparently China succeeded in dismantling an entire CIA spy operation inside China. And apparently between 2010 and 2012, China dismantled the entire CIA operation in China, rounding up, executing, and jailing up to 20 spies working for the CIA. And apparently one of the spies was literally executed in front of the building in which he had worked, as a public reminder of how China treats anybody who is spying for the Central Intelligence Agency. It's not like it is in the movies, folks. It's a nasty, nasty, nasty business. I'd be a lousy spy. I think I'd be a good analyst, but I'd be a lousy spy. Of course, there's a question. How did China find this spy ring in 2010 and 2012? Let's see. Who was president? And who was Secretary of State? And was there Chinese money pouring into that Clinton Foundation? See, if I'm right, and Hillary was selling secrets using that email server, that may be where China discovered there was a CIA spy ring operating in their country. Maybe where they got enough information to track it down. Now, apparently, Philippine President Duterte is out there saying that the U.S. is trying to get the Philippines into a fight with China. Gave a TV interview and said, it's going to be a massacre. He's not even sure which way that's going to be. But he's basically out there saying the U.S. is stirring up this trouble. We don't want to fight. China doesn't want to fight. It's the U.S. playing you and him fight. And apparently they just had an ISIS attack or a false flag ISIS attack, which led to Duterte declaring martial law on the southern province. So it does feel like we're in this very dangerous, fragile situation right now. We got to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Now, turning over to Libya, as you know, there was a successful intervention in Libya a few years ago where the elected government was, well, taken out and a puppet regime put in. And then the people of Libya said, we don't want to live under a puppet regime. We want to decide our own government. And they started fighting back. And now we're in this quagmire in Libya again, and it's gone on for a very, very long time. It has not been a rousing success, and they were actually starting to have peace talks about sort of sharing Libya, forming a government that was partly of the internationally approved officials imposed on them and partly composed of elected representatives from among the Libyan people. And it looked like maybe they were going to cause this thing down. But apparently, there was a massacre at Brak al-Shati that has got everybody just up in a fury. This is in South Libya, and this was a Libyan National Army air base, death toll over 140. And they're saying this could actually trigger an outright civil war. As I've said many times before, I think history books, looking back, will say that we were in World War III at this time in history. Actually have been for quite a while. Nobody wants to really say it or admit it. We haven't had a really big bang like the Lusitania or Pearl Harbor to say, yes, all these little battles all over the globe, let's just put them all in one box and call it a world war. But I think we're there. And I'm very, very concerned that the United States, while it ended World War II with the use of nuclear weapons, might conceivably start World War III with nuclear weapons. Even going on back to the administration of George W. Bush, they were pouring a lot of money into updating and refurbishing the U.S. arsenal of nuclear weapons. Now, the House of Representatives, the House Armed Service Committee, specifically the chairman, Representative Mac Thornberry, is now looking for official estimates from the Pentagon on what it will cost to have a permanent U.S. military presence in Europe from now on to guard against Russian aggression. They want to garrison Europe now. And basically saying that the U.S. forces need to be over there as the spearhead pointed at Russia to reassure the U.S. allies in the region. No, actually what's going on is they're reminding the people in Europe to just keep on doing as they're being told and go along with the agenda, because the Russians may be several hundred miles away across the border, but the U.S. forces are right there in your neighborhood right now. It's like how the Roman legions would garrison their captured provinces to keep them in line. Okay, now over in Greece, boy, I feel sorry for the people of Greece. They've been through so much already. And the latest debt relief deal has fallen through at the last minute. Everybody's fighting with each other. And here's the situation Greece is in right now. They are hideously in debt. And tragically for the people of Greece, much of that debt was created through fraud. When Papandreou worked with Goldman Sachs to conceal Greece's already considerable debt from the European Union with a series of currency swaps, and Goldman Sachs made a huge amount of money off the deal, and the currency swaps resulted in almost doubling Greece's actual debt. And after Papandreou left, the next government coming on in looked at the books and realized they were in serious trouble. And this debt relief deal they're talking about right now consists of borrowing more money to make the payments on the earlier loans. The money will come on in and it'll go right back out to the bankers. And none of it will benefit the people of Greece, who are even now still being asked to make do with less, lower pensions, lower public services. You must make do with less to keep the bankers happy, and that is becoming a tough sell. I would not be surprised if Greece broke down into riots like Venezuela. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Extendivite. A 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility. Provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and
yeah, and aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. I'm going to go off on a tangent here. I know we're in the middle of the economic news here, but I'm watching on Fox TV the hearings in Congress, these multiple hearings looking into Russia's interference in the election, and especially Brennan, who earlier today was out there saying, well, yes, in point of fact, you know, sensitive information is shared with other governments, including Russia. But there's a proper way to do it through intelligence channels and not just in a meeting in the Oval Office. So, again, there's no there. They're just trying to create the idea that Donald Trump did something wrong. And it is the president's prerogative to declassify any information anytime he feels like. And the entire stink about that is not that he shared the information. It's that the original source of the information was upset that it was being done. Well, unfortunately, once you give information to another government, that government is going to do whatever they want with it. And again, getting on back to the Jonathan Pollard spy scandal, Pollard stole U.S. nuclear policy secrets and sold them to Israel. Israel promptly turned around and traded them to the Soviet Union in exchange for increased emigration quotas of Russian Jews to come to Israel. So Israel does not really have a place to complain. And again, according to those who were actually in that meeting, sources weren't revealed. It was just a general issue of there's a concern about laptops being turned into bombs. And, again, that's nonsense. Unless they have those Samsung batteries in them, I guess. Maybe that might be a problem. But that's not terrorism at all. So, basically, starting this morning with Brennan's testimony, he's out there trying to sell this idea that there's something there that needs to be looked at. And every time they keep coming on back, do you have any actual proof? And he was forced to say, under oath, there is zero evidence of collusion with the Donald Trump campaign. Or to be more accurate, he says he hasn't seen any. And then they pushed him a little bit further and said, John Brennan says he's not seen any evidence to back up the Washington Compost's unfounded claims that Trump had been asking multiple intelligence directors and members to deny Russia for him. That smear is based solely on this claim that Comey wrote a memo saying Trump asked him to drop the Michael Flynn case. And then just a couple of months after that supposedly happened, James Comey testified under oath that he had never been interfered with politically in any investigation. And now, of course, that article has been withdrawn because nobody can actually produce the memo itself. It was described over a phone call to the reporter, and the reporter went to story with it without confirming the actual memo. And it's rather appalling to see the corporate media behave like this, because I actually did take a journalism course when I was in college to get the electives that are not part of your major requirement to broaden my education. I had a lot of fun, too. And at least in that class, they were teaching us the way journalism should be done. Multiple sources, confirmation, you never guess, you never bias. It's come a long way since then. All right, getting on back to the economic news. Interesting article out of Zero Hedge, and it starts off talking about back in 2008 and the collapse of Bernie Madoff's Ponzi scheme, which basically took out $65 billion is what he took away from his investors. And everybody understands he was running a Ponzi or pyramid scheme, which solicited new investments as a means to fund massive redemptions that would have otherwise resulted in the collapse of his fund before the FBI finally caught up with his scheme. Well, the FBI just dawdled because Harry Markopoulos for years had been coming into the SEC with the evidence gift-wrapped on a silver platter saying, look, Bernie Madoff is running a Ponzi scheme. And they just sort of sat back and said, well, he's making money. That's a good thing. But it did finally fall apart, as all pyramid and Ponzi schemes do. And this article goes on to say that many of our states and cities today are running their pension funds like a Ponzi scheme. For that matter, so is Social Security. And every Ponzi scheme eventually collapses, like Bernie's did. Bernie's collapsed quickly because it didn't have that many people in it. Pension funds have a lot more people. When you're running a private central bank that is a pyramid scheme, you got a lot of room because you've got the entire population of the nation are caught up in it. But private central banking is a pyramid. It relies on new lending to help pay off the old lending. And now Greece is in this Ponzi scheme situation. They're having to borrow new money to make the payments on the old money. We know where that's going to end up. Greece's government is probably saying, let's just hold together until somebody else is in office. Now, apparently, senators from Maine and Oklahoma are calling for new legislation to ease the regulatory burden on smaller banks. And this may be a good thing, because overregulation can really hamstring a business. And in this case, we're talking about your basic depositor bank down on the main street of your nearby town. And that is a very separate entity from what we're talking about, private central banks or these Wall Street investment banks, which do need regulation because they have a long history of greed, stupidity. If you've ever seen that movie, Wolf of Wall Street, Leonardo DiCaprio, and it's based on a true story. And it is like that. When there was this documentary called Inside Job, and they were talking with people on Wall Street who said, yeah, there's a lot of fraud. Fraud keeps a lot of businesses alive, and there's a lot of drug abuse. It's like a fairy tale la-la city. Everybody's just living in this alternate reality of incredible flows of money. But down on the ordinary depositor bank, they're a little more common sense. They don't have the liquidity to be getting that much out of control. There are problems. We hear occasionally of bank presidents who embezzle their own banks. But it may be time to look at what regulations are really needed and trim away those that were just added as the result of politics and campaigning. We know that overall in the entire nation, there are tens of thousands of regulations that serve absolutely no purpose whatsoever, and they cost the government money, they cost the taxpayers money, they cost the businesses money, and maybe we could be better without them. Just trim things back. Story out of Investment Watch blog. What is the true value of the U.S. dollar? Are the inflation statistics fake? Well, at this point, it would be a good guess to say yes, considering how many other so-called economic indicators have turned out to either be outright fraudulent or manipulated. We know that the unemployment rate is a manufactured number, and it is manufactured by excluding from the unemployment the people who have been unemployed over a certain amount of time. The unemployment number is just those who lost their jobs in the last few weeks. And it does not include the 90-plus million legal American citizens willing and able to work who have not been able to find jobs for months, if not years. We know that there are two areas in which the inflation calculations are being biased lower. They exclude fuel and food prices, which is where inflation really starts to show up first. We know that the stock market is being manipulated to use as a political banner. And I think if you want to see a true indicator of our economy, just walk down your local Main Street. Look at all the empty retail spaces. Look at all the homeless people, the hungry people. Look at the deteriorated pavement, the crumbling infrastructure. That will tell you what the economy is really like, because we've been in a wartime economy for decades, where everything that is produced by the labor of the people is siphoned off for the war machine or for Israel or for propping up Wall Street. And this brings me to another question. Yes, it is great that Saudi Arabia is buying $110 billion worth of U.S. weapons. I'm wondering where Saudi Arabia got the money, because they have not been doing very well economically. They got hit by the oil price war. They were forced to start selling state bonds for the first time in decades. Did the U.S. actually give them the $110 billion with which to buy the weapons? Was it a bit of a double shuffle because Trump didn't want to come on out and say, we're giving Saudi Arabia all these weapons to use on Yemen and Iran? Very often when we're told that we're selling weapons to thus and such a country, we find out on down the road that much of the money for the purchase actually came from the U.S. taxpayer. Happens in Israel all the time. Now, InfoWars put up a video, we linked to it at whatreallyhappened.com. The city of Baltimore is utterly collapsing. and it is an eye-opener. If you want to know what the real state of our nation and our economy is, you watch that. Baltimore, when I was a kid, was considered one of the great American cities. Everybody was comfortable, well cared for, a lot of great architecture. It's considered one of our finest cities, and now it is on the edge of collapse. And it's not the only one. Chicago is in a state of deterioration. We're seeing it happen all over. And it shouldn't be happening. It shouldn't be happening. More bad news. Americans are falling behind on their auto loan and credit card bills. Household debt has exceeded the amazing levels reached in 2008. Only the rich can afford to live in the downtown parts of the cities. And they're trying to do gentrification there. They even tried that in Baltimore. Really rebuild the downtown area as a little enclave for the wealthy. And it didn't work because of their crime and immigrant and refugee problem. Now, I mentioned this earlier in the show in response to one of the phone calls. I have been expressing concern about the skyrocketing value of Bitcoin and thinking it cannot be sustained and that it might be a victim of manipulation. It might be a new bubble. I'm not the only person thinking that. Over at governmentslaves.info, they're talking about Bitcoin fever is just driving this up. And the reference is obviously to Tulip Mania, which was one of the great financial bubbles of history, one of the more ridiculous exercises in group insanity in the history of economics in the world. And the article here is saying that while we think the long-term future for Bitcoin is bright and optimistic, there has to be a big correction right now. It's overvalued. And as that caller mentioned, that's one of the problems with Bitcoin or any virtual currency. It is not tied to a commodity of fixed and universally recognized value. And thus, it's always going to be subject to manipulation by the money junkies for their own reasons. We all know there's a big correction coming, and it's going to be ugly. Because of all the rigging to make things look like they're good up until now. Like the overvalued stock market. When the panic hits, the first ones out will be the only ones who get their money. And everybody else will be left holding a piece of paper. Their last broker report with an impressive looking number on the bottom. And that's all it's going to be. A piece of paper with an impressive looking number on it. And what are they going to do when that happens? Well, according to this article over here in Patriot Rising, they're going to blame it all on Donald Trump. And we made that prediction on this show last year. So apparently, according to Friedman and Schwartz, we're heading for a big crash. And Ben Bernanke is actually saying, yeah, they're going to blame President Trump and an entire political ideal, meaning conservatism. Now, apparently, the European Investigative Collaborations has exposed the fact that Malta is the new pirate base for global tax avoiders. And it's actually marketing itself. Come to bring your money to Malta, and we will not let others take a look at what you've got here. Used to be Caribbean islands or Switzerland. Now it's Malta. And they're actively advertising, soliciting for people, corporations and wealthy individuals. Have your money vacation in Malta. We'll keep it safe for you. Now, turning to the immigration issue. Article out of Investment Watch Blog. How many more innocent people need to die before we admit that Europe, America, and the world have an Islam problem? Now, I reject using the word Islam. It's really only incidental that the refugees are from mostly Islamic countries. But as I've mentioned many, many times before, migration is a filtering process. You're not getting the best people from those source countries. You're getting the ones who couldn't make it there. Very often you're getting people who were criminals in their old country and they're escaping prosecution. And as that other caller pointed out, these are people who are very bitter over the fact that they've had to leave their homes and go someplace else. And it's going to lead to all kinds of friction, and apparently it has. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about immigration and we're talking about... There is an ugly reality out there. Because migration is a filtering process that brings the worst segments of the foreign society into our country. It is causing problems. And I know the politically correct people and the globalists don't want much focus on it, but it is a reality. And it is harming innocent people. Apparently, over in Dublin, there was a woman who was attacked by a foreign national. They're not describing exactly who he was. And apparently, he's already been in jail for other offenses, but they still will not deport him. And so this guy basically attacked a mother right in front of her baby, just right out there in the open. Meanwhile, over in Berlin, a teenage Syrian refugee has been convicted for setting a homeless man on fire. So that's the situation over in Germany. And by the way, speaking of Germany in the economic context, I had the great pleasure to work in Munich back in the 1980s. I never saw any homeless people. I never saw anybody begging on the streets. Everybody had jobs. Everybody had money. It was actually a very wonderful place. And now, apparently, they are being driven down to third worldism along with the rest of us here. We are still seeing all this nattering and gromishing going on about the Brexit, where Brussels is now taking this attitude that Britain must settle what it owes the EU before it's allowed to leave the bloc. They're trying to find anything they can put in the way of Great Britain actually leaving. But if you read that EU contract agreement, the part where the member states are allowed to leave the bloc, there's nothing in there about a price tag. They're just coming up with all this stuff and saying, well, you have to compensate us for the revenue we would have gotten from you. So the globalists are a little bit in trouble. Now, obviously, they dodged a bullet down in France because the election was clearly stolen from Marine Le Pen. And Merkel is now cozying up to Macron. She vows Germany will help him succeed as the French president. I'm not exactly sure what she has in mind. But she's a... boy, that's a big helicopter. But Germany and France are now vowing to speed up the Eurozone integration. They've had the scare from the Brexit, from all these nationalists, Euroskeptics, coming really close to winning elections. And so now they're speeding up the integration. And now the Eurozone is basically saying Brussels wants to have every member state on the euro by 2025. Some of the member states, like Great Britain, are still on their own currencies. Even though the euro is crippled, they're now saying you will use it by 2025. We'll be right back after station identification.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's A-P-P-S-A-P-A-R-T.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.